Hi, I'm Chrissy.
And I'm Jess.
And this is Financial Progress. Welcome to our very first episode of Financial Progress. We are very excited to have you here. Just a quick intro. I'm Chrissy, and I have a passion for personal finances and everything that comes with it. I really enjoy discussing it. You know, everyone has a different journey in life, and I feel like it's important to talk about our finances because it's a huge part of our lives. Everything we do has to do with money. So we're just excited to be here and excited to start this new journey. How about you, Jess?
Yeah, I'm very excited. We love talking about money, especially together. Chrissy and I are besties, and we've been besties since high school. It's been a long time. We're not going to tell you how many years because I'll give away our age. We started in very similar paths, or figuring out that we needed to learn more about money. We grew up in North Philadelphia, and we grew up, you know, in a Latino community, in low income. And we just want to be able to give back to our community in a way of podcasting.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, things that happen in our community where either finances aren't talked about much, or it's that scarcity mindset. Like there's not enough money to go around. You know, we can't afford that. You know, a lot of negative connotations towards money. So we just want to kind of talk about that. We can have some, you know, biases towards money or some misconceptions towards money. So poor money mindset, I would say. And we want to change that in our communities.
Yeah. And I also think it's very important that we also break down things so that it's easily understandable and that it's not given a way where it's just like these big financial words that nobody can understand it, but that we can break it down so that you understand what we've gone through, what we've been through, and how we can help you at the same time. So with that being said, Chrissy, what was the moment you realized that we didn't know shit about money?
So it's very interesting that you say that because I am an accountant. My entire career is in accounting, and I worry about finances for the company I work for. But when it came to my own personal life, I didn't have that same mentality. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I was not planning. My budget was in my head, which is the worst way to do a budget. So it just wasn't, you know, great. At first I would, you know, write out my budget, and then I was like, all right, I have enough to pay my bills. But I would never plan like where every dollar should go. I didn't do that. You know, of course, I planned to make sure I had money in my bank account before my bills were due, but I bounced a couple of times, bounced checks, got into negative account balances, and that wasn't good. And as an accountant, your personal finance being a mess, it's just kind of insane. But the moment that I realized I didn't know shit about money actually was when my husband came home from work one day, and he works at a dealership, and a lot of commission-based jobs there. And everyone was freaking out because they had a bad month, except for one person. One person was not freaking out. So my husband asked him, hey, I notice everyone's a little, you know, freaked out about what's going on, not making any money, but you just seem very chill. Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Like, he was the weird one, but he wasn't. He was the one who had his, you know, his
shit together.
Yeah, basically his shit together. He said, oh, I'm fine. I plan for this. I have an emergency fund. And Ryan comes home and he's like, hey, why don't we have an emergency fund? And I'm like, well, because we spend everything we make. We're not saving. We had a savings account, but there was nothing in it. And we had everything in our checking and nothing in savings. So we didn't plan for emergencies. We didn't do any of that. So at that point, when he brought that to my attention, I was like, you know what, maybe we should start planning for things like that, because every emergency handled at that point was put on a credit card, and it put us into debt because we were living paycheck to paycheck, so we couldn't take care of those emergency expenses that came up. So at the time, we were going to church very often, and we heard about this guy named Dave Ramsey, and we decided to take his course. So that's where we started on our financial journey, and took the course with my brother and his wife, and we, you know, learned a lot from it. I feel like it was a good foundation for us. We did a couple years on that plan. So you'll hear a little bit more about my story, but that was the moment that I realized I didn't know shit about money. How about you, Jess? When was the first time you realized that you did not know shit about money?
Man, I think it took me some time because I was a stay-at-home mom. And so I really wasn't bringing any income. And I thought that we were doing good. I was making minimum payments on all of our credit cards. And all of our credit cards is a lot of credit cards. But so minimum payment was like, yeah, I'm making the minimum payment. That's enough. And it came to a point where our paycheck, or I should say my husband's paycheck, because I didn't have one, was not enough to cover all of our expenses. And when that happened, it was just like, but wait a minute, I thought we were doing fine. But in reality, I didn't know shit about money. So it took time, obviously, to get to a point. I'm going to say we lived like that for a good 5 years, 5-6 years, just like being, what's that word they use when you kind of like exceed expenses? I'm not sure, but that's what it was for a long time. And it came to the point where I just kept taking out credit cards to just to cover things or to enjoy life in some sort. Eventually we had to figure it out, but yeah, that was the moment.
I keep calling you Jay now, sorry.
It's okay.
Jess has a remarkable financial journey and a story. So we're going to hear more about that in a later episode. We're really excited about this podcast. We just want real people and real stories to come to life here and, you know, have a safe space to talk about money. After taking the, you know, Dave Ramsey course, it kind of changed our mindset on money. Well, kind of opened our mindset. And then we stayed in that for a little bit, and then we ventured off on our own and started learning more things about money and different ways to handle money. And we realized, like, you know, there's so many different ways that people handle money, and everyone has to do what's works best for them. Learning that and just embracing that, having more empathy for people with how they were brought up in their families, because that could change your money mindset. Just keeping that in mind really opened our eyes to what's needed in the financial community, especially where we grew up. So we just want to pay our knowledge forward. We don't know everything. We don't claim to know everything. We're still learning every single day. And we just want to share that knowledge, and we just want to empower people to make better financial decisions. And every step that you make is progress. That's why we named this Financial Progress, because every little step matters, everything, every little change that you do. And it takes time. When my finances aren't perfect by no means, I make mistakes all the time, but I feel like every month is a new month to learn and make changes. Mm-hmm. And it's really empowering when you start paying attention to your finances.
Mm-hmm. And it takes very little steps. So, you know, you can't just be like, oh, I want emergency fund, and here you go, you have $1,000 in there. You know, it takes as small as just like, okay, let me look at this expense. How can I decrease it? Do I want to decrease it? And literally, it's just making the decision is a step. But that's why we're here, because we started at one spot and we just slowly just started progressing. And we wanted to make sure that we are able to share real life stories on financial progression and show that you're not alone and you don't have to be ashamed about it. There's no shame here. There's no judgment here. We're just here to tell real life stories. And we're looking forward to upcoming episodes with all of you.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to have some interviews, hearing from people, giving some knowledge in their own area of expertise. I know so many people that do things like credit card travel hacking, I think it's called travel hacking.
Travel hacking.
it's very mm-hmm. exciting to hear, because I currently don't do that, but it's something that I would like to do. And I would like to have someone on the podcast to tell us about it and we can all learn together. So like I said, we don't know everything. We'll be learning right alongside with you in this journey. So if you're just starting to pay attention on your financial journey, this is the right podcast for you.
Yes. Well, thanks for joining our intro, and stay tuned for our upcoming episodes on both of our journeys.
You can also find us at Financial Progress Podcast on Instagram. Thank you very much for your time, and we hope to see you again in our next episode.
Thank you. Bye.